Blog Talk Radio.
Sister Myra, I hear you very well.
Good evening, good evening. Happy Saturday and bless it. Bless, yes, bless. I am your host, Myra Rivera, on your show. Our show right now today, we're supposed to be talking about social media, but I'm going to talk about that a little bit later on. So right now, we got a little co-host here, Miss Sister MVP here. Thank you. Welcome to my show.
Woo!
Maybe time. Well, we had a little discussion earlier about cheaters, right? Okay.
That's right.
A good topic. That's a good topic. You know why? Because majority of relationships deal with cheating. Am I right? Am I wrong? I don't know. What do you think, Miss Sister MVP? Do you think I'm right about that?
I think if a person really want to be honest in a relationship, they would not be cheating. But you got those that meet you and they tell you all the things you want to hear because they're trying to win you over with their kindness, their love, their being honest. But when you get to know them, you know, in a relationship, let's just use that word, in a relationship between a female and a male, and they might be cheaters, and you might ask them a question, and they had already lied to you from day one when you first met that person. Instead of saying, well, if I'm not comfortable with you and we're just good friends, you know, I would like to step out on you and go find somebody I would, you know, would be comfortable with. So would you consider that person being a cheater, or had that person told you the truth from the get-go?
Yeah, that's true. You got to be honest with yourself.
Yeah, and so, you know, in the dating game, you know, they call it the game. In the dating game, you have a lot of people who say, okay, I'm not ready to settle down right now. But if you're having a relationship with that person, one of you may be wanting to settle down because they feel like, I'm comfortable with you. You know, I see you on Friday and Saturday night, and we got it going on for a little bit. But the other one may say, you know, I'm bored. You're not keeping me happy. After I take you home after dinner, or something on a Friday or Saturday night, I may want to go to the club or something, would hang out with some more friends. And then would you feel offended because that person went out to somebody else after he took you out, or she took whoever out, or whatever? Would you feel offended behind that because they went on out, you know, took you home and then went out again to the club or wherever they're going at? Might even, you know, may go to a late movie, who knows? But is that considered cheating?
That's true. Anything that could, you know, I've been seeing a lot of programs and a lot of videos lately on Facebook and, you know, in television shows about cheaters. You know, there's a program a long time ago, if you ever probably heard about cheaters, you know.
Oh, yeah.
A person hired a private detective.
Mm-hmm.
And they want to find out if their significant other did something behind their back. You know, they're married, engaged, they're in a relationship with boyfriend, girlfriend. I mean, it affected with bisexuals, gays, lesbians. I mean, you got it. And you know, they saw videos, they tell you, they show you some videos that it really hurts you a lot. and then find out the truth about it, and they see it in person, like, where, bam, where you go?
Yeah, they get to fighting. But had they not told them the truth in the beginning that they were not happy with that person or whatever, what was the real root to cause them to cheat on that person? You know, what did they do? Or had they had already told them, oh, hey, look here, I'm going to go out after I take you home. I'm going to go hang out with the girls. Or I'm going to hang out with the fellas. You know what I'm saying? They may have said something. I don't think they was just random and go out there and cheat without letting their partner know, hey, I'm uncomfortable, I'm not happy, or you and I not having eye to eye on everything. I think they may have told him something, because I remember that show too. And this one guy said, I told you that I wanted to go out, and you said no. She was controlling, so she hired somebody to find out if he was cheating on her, which he ended up cheating on her. And she was all mad, and they were fighting like dogs and cats, this type of thing. But a lot of times people will tell you, hey, after I take you home, sure, I go hang out, you know, I go hang out again. And it may be a not appropriate place to go take your special good girl somewhere. You may be a Christian girl going out with someone, and they don't want to take you to the club and all these, you know, places jumping up and down and half-naked folks and all this kind of stuff. They may want to have some respect, but that don't mean that person's cheating either. And maybe that person's like, you know, hey, look, I have a special lady. She's a Christian. I'm trying to get there, but I hadn't got all the way 100% as a Christian like the way she is. So he or she may say, hey, I don't want to take you to no club. I want to take you somewhere respectable, you know, because you're a good person. Not saying that cheaters is bad people. Not saying they're bad people, but they, you know, cheaters is someone that's not being completely honest about in a relationship. Okay? Mm-hmm. So, but where would you go if you got a respectable, beautiful lady or a real nice guy, and they're Christian? You know, the reason why I said that, I got a phone call the other day, and this lady had asked me a little simple question. Where do people go here in the area for fun without having to go to a club? And they're Christians. You know, I had a hard time trying to answer that question because Christians are going to what they do. They go out to eat. They may go bowling. I don't even know a whole bunch of Christians go play pool, tell you the truth about it. And I'm going like, God, let me think about this for a second here. Where do they go? They don't have a place where they can do, you know, a dance that won't be shaking it all over the place and dropping like it's hot. You know, and I'm going like, that's a good question. Where do Christian people go that would be decent and in order, and you can still dance without having to drop it like it's hot and take off your clothes and shake it all over the place? You know what I'm saying? I go, this is really sad because Christian people like to go out and have fun too. But the other, you know, that's not so Christian, not 100% all the way, they know they're going to the club. They're going to be up in there dancing and dropping like it's hot, and they don't care how they dress. They're having fun. You know, they get dressed according to where they're going to hang out at for Friday night and Saturday night at the club, sometime Wednesday, too, called Ladies' Night.
Yeah, that's you're absolutely right. I mean, like, I always remember.
Tamara, if someone called you up and asked you that, what would you say? How would you address the word cheater? How would you address the word what would you tell them?
Oh my goodness, that right there is a good question. It all depends. It all depends on what I'm going to be saying. Number one, cheating in general is an unhealthy relationship.
Exactly.
I've been taking classes and especially domestic violence class and all that stuff, and basically, like, it depending what type of it is, because in one category I had a friend of mine that he has a bunch of female friends, but he's not, you know, they're like sisters to them and stuff like that. But if he's, like, dating someone and he's being honest about himself, like, look, if you go onto my Facebook page and you see a bunch of females, you know, they're, like, my friends to me, and they're like my sisters, and I know them for a long time, and this, that, and the third. But what about the significant other that you were talking to? You're going to be thinking like, oh my gosh, he has so many female friends. Maybe he's going to be, you know, doing the, you know, the bedroom, the bedroom thing.
He's a player.
Yeah, you know, they're going to be like, he's a player, but he's not actually a player. You know, he's more like, you know, he's raised, you know, from his parents, but he's more close to his mom. You see what I'm saying? And he comfortable with being with female friends than male friends. And it's like females in the opposite way. You know, females more attracted to males because why? Because, you know, all the trust and, you know, how they are and they protected and my bodyguards and this, that, and the third. And, you know, come on. You know, they're going to think like, oh, you're going to be cheating on me? You got to be honesty. See, that's the thing you got to tell someone. You have to be honest with yourself before you date someone. Because even though it's like you're like the FBI agent, you want a background check from head to toe to see who that person is. I mean, believe me, I'd be like that too.
I suppose I'm going to play the devil's advocate. You run a background check, they come out cool as a cucumber, everything is looking good on that person, they done lied about everything. Then what?
Mm-hmm.
Suppose they have a good old background check. Good credit.
If they hide something,
bills,
if they hide...
they got, you know, and they, but they're still a cheater.
Well, depending what they're doing, you know. What I've been through in this situation I've been going through is like, you know, I got so devastated and I found the truth about it. It's like, okay, well, I guess I need to wake up and smell the coffee and just move on my life. You know, just let it go.
Did you forgive him though?
I did. I did forgive, you know, because that's a good Samaritan, good Christian, you know, good person, you know, in general. You know,
did you learn a lesson from that person, Sister Myra?
Yes, I did. Oh, yes, okay. I did.
That's all that matters. Learn a lesson, forgive them, let them go. You know, I would say if that person don't want to be bothered no more and you don't trust them no more, just let them go on about their lives and do what they're going to do. They're going to do it anyway. So
yep,
you'd be better off to turn them away and say, hey, it was nice knowing you. See you. Don't want to be with you no more. Goodbye.
Yep, good night. Good night and have a nice life. Good night and have a nice life. We don't need you no more. Don't let the good Lord kick you the way out. That's how it is, you know.
You taught me my best lesson. God, I don't want to hear from you no more. I learned real quick and fast. Oh, my God, please don't send another one like this on my path,
And, you know, sometimes I'm gonna tell you a little more about the cheating part. It's the reaction, how they are, you know, in the relationship. You know, sometimes, like, if you notice, like, oh, before when you guys are dating, everything's so pretty and so beautiful and flowers blooming and, you know, when you're up in the hills and you just do the dance and swinging around each other, planting flowers, and then all of a sudden, you know, you've had that sense of feeling of something. It's like, why he's not giving me affection? Why he's not doing this?
Why he's not calling me when he said he's going to call me? Or why he's not texting me when he's texting me? And he's sneaking outside in the parking lot answering his telephone. That sent up a red flag?
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? You looking out the window, looking at him out in the parking lot? He got the phone up to his ear now. I wonder why he had to go to the parking lot, to answer the phone. am I being too nosy, or I'm being too controlling, or he needs some privacy because he got a Texas special, whoever.
Exactly, you know, and especially on the, you know, Facebook too. I mean, sometimes, you know, and I've seen that a lot on videos too on YouTube and all that. You know, people posting a lot of stuff on there on Facebook. I mean, they got couples. They say, "Oh, I caught this person on this." And look at that. Yeah, I was on Facebook account, and I've been seeing him texting this other chick, and I don't know who she is. And I'm like, oh, my. I mean, I've been hearing a lot of stuff in real life, too. I'm like, oh, my gosh. And I ask myself, why are you with this person? Ma'am, please let him go. Get out of this relationship before you're going to get hurt more. And you're going to get angry. You're going to end up in the hospital, you know, and not just like, and not like, you know, the hospital that you're going to be having a heart attack or anything like that. Ooh, you're going to end up in the mental institution.
Or somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Or you, not only that, you can have a mental institution in your head, but I have to be in the hospital from the mental abuse. Things that you're going through with in your mind,
exactly.
You know, has said something to you. The words hurt really, really bad. Just like they get words that sounds good, they got words that sound bad, and you can call somebody some bad names and say some bad things to them, and you know, and just mess with their head, and they'd be in a mental institution in their head. How do you get rid of all of that pain? I mean, you know, there's a lot about. You know, I deal with people every day, and by listening to them having all these issues, and it's really sad. Not all of them are bad. Not all of them are bad. Don't you know, I don't want to put that out there that
I'm
all of them
judge
call me.
Them. No.
But they...
I think... Go ahead, sister.
Oh, okay. But, you know, you have to cipher, and try to figure out what that person's trying to tell you. And also, you got to try to help them get themselves back together because they have stepped off of their path. And by stepping off their path, they allow things to happen that they normally, if they've been paying attention, or that little, we always say, I had a little feeling something wasn't quite right. Or was God allowing the angels to knock on your little door and say, bang, 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 hey, you need not to open up that door and let that pain come in your heart, because then God's got to heal that pain that's in your heart, because you opened that door and allowed it when you knew, and you knew that little feeling inside of you was saying, hey, that's not quite right. That doesn't sound like the truth, and that person's lying to you, or that person's fixing to hurt you, and God is giving you a little warning and letting you know, pay attention. You know, they call it wisdom. You know, but sometimes we overlooked it because we have met somebody and we thought they was a shining armor. Everything looked good about them from their head to their toe. You know, you're looking good, you're smelling good, you dress nice, you're talking all that smack, everything sounds good, but deep down inside, there's that little knock on your little heart saying, pay attention. Wisdom's trying to tell you something. Knowledge is trying to tell you something. And you are ignoring it. And then what happens then? They start showing a really true self, a really true colors. And then you got another problem. Because then they done hurt you because you let your guard down.
Yeah.
You know?
That's true. Yeah, you're absolutely right on this one. Because, sister, I'm telling you, what now we're in the 21st century. I don't know what century we are. My mind's like not here today. Ladies and gentlemen, yeah, we're in like in the 21st century, and we're like in the situation that, you know, being single is the best thing ever. I mean, I don't know why, but I heard that marriage is going down. I mean, people don't want to get married because they don't want to go deal with the pain and suffering of, you know.
In a relationship without being married too now. I think there's good marriages out there. You know, have a brother who's been married 45 years come April the 13th, I think,
mm-hmm.
and 2016. And he and I, we talk all the time. I always ask my brother, goes like, you first got married, you never thought you'd stay married this long because you know you was out there, you was a player. He go like, I met the right woman who settled me down. And I wanted to be a family man because mom and daddy had raised us to be, you know, when you get married, you have a family, you need to act like you got some sense. And so my brother was a player before he got married. He had plenty of women. He met this lady, he married her. They have two children. The children are grown now and two beautiful grandchildren. But what I'm saying is that, you know, you got people who have good marriages. My mom and dad married a long time before my dad, you know, died and everything. My grandparents was married over 60-some years. So people, you know, you have people that have good marriages. And a marriage is something you got to work on. If you in a if you're in an abusive relationship in a marriage, you know, someone's beating you all the time and messing your life, then you need to get out of that relationship before you mess around and come up dead. And your children, if you got children, don't have no mama or daddy. Daddy's going to be locked up and mama's going to be dead. Or, you know, mama will be locked up and daddy be dead. So if you're in a, that type of relationship, you know, I suggest you get out of it. But if you're in the kind of relationship that you and your husband, you know, your spouse can get along, then do the best you can and try to raise your children, you know, in God and everything, with God in your life. Because God's got to be the head of your household no matter what. Whether you're married, whether you're single, whether you've never been married a day in your life, God should be at the top of your list of your household so that you can keep yourself together. Because a lot of people, they don't put God, they put God like second. You know, I got to go to work. I got to pay my bills. I got a car note. You know, I got to pay my rent. Or I'm living with someone and I've got to help them. So they put God like in, and, you know, they'll mix him up and put him there sometime. When they something go wrong in their life, then they say, oh, Lord. It's just like a person who thumps their toe. Oh, Lord, I hit my foot. But did you ask God to protect you that day when you first got up out of that bed and you first woke up before you put your feet down on the floor? Did you say, Father God in heaven, you know, please help me through this day. Help me to make it through this day. Thank you, because tomorrow's not here. Today is just about gone. It ain't promised. Nothing's promised to us. But do we do that? No. A lot of people don't do that. Don't get me wrong. People do pray. But you got some people that only call on God when they done hurt themselves or they need something. You know, so you got to all this stuff. Consideration. So, you know, when you are life in general, you know, some of us is hard headed. I've been hard headed in times of my life when my mom and dad and had set me down, my spouse had to set me down and say, hey, you can't do this, you can't say that, don't do this. You know, I had a little flowery temper and I'm going like, no, you don't tell me what to do. I'm grown now. I done left home, I'm married, I got one son, I can do it now. But you know, regardless, you can still have to take that discipline. And was God at the head of my life at that day? No, because I did what I wanted to do. And a few things popped me upside my head, had put me back in check. And then when I went home bawling and crying to my husband, hey, I wrecked the car today. He go like, what? Yep, I hit something today and towed the car up. Actually, I towed it. And he goes like, are you okay? Yeah, I did. We had the car for 3 days, and I towed it the third day. You know what I was doing? I was speeding. And then when I went around the curve, I hit had a blowout. And actually, I could have killed myself, but I didn't, thank God, because the Lord wasn't ready for me to go. But what happened was when I went around the curve, it was, it looked like a almost 9-year old tree stump or something. Somebody had been pulled up out of the ground, and I hit that thing, and it flipped my car over and totaled the car. I got out with, you know, not a whole lot of cuts and scratches on me, but I totaled the car, and my husband had told me, don't be speeding, you know, watch where you're going, you're young. You're not paying attention, hard head. And so, you know, when I told him what happened, he goes like, we can always get another car, but guess what? You can't get another life. And that's all he said to me. It made me feel so bad because I was disobedient, first of all, to God, not paying attention. Didn't pray that morning until the Lord, because I remember that morning as good as it was today. You know, I didn't get up out of the bed. Lord, help me through this day. I just got up and say, I got a nice car outside. You know, I'm going to do this today. And then, you know, it was it. So.
Yeah.
Back in the day, you didn't have no expensive insurance like the one you got now. You got to get a, you know, you get a new car, you got to get full coverage. In the days, you put an insurance on your car if you wanted to. If you didn't, if you tear it up, it's on you.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Exactly,
oh, wow.
You know.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, we go crazy these days when we have that icky feelings about it. But, you know, right now it's like this, you know, you want to be honest with yourself. And I'm very hard now, you know, what comes with this because, number one,
Are you hard with yourself?
Yeah, right. We're finding relationships and stuff. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah. I mean, this is not like you don't play games with me this time, because I got so many responsibilities in my life right now that I don't have time for it. Either you do or don't.
See, just maybe you may have grew up a little bit. We grow up a little bit too now. We do grow up a little bit. Because we always learning in life.
Yep.
You know. So, my mother used to tell me all the time, she says, never stop growing until the day you die. Somebody can always tell you something to improve your life, to help you out a little bit. But do you need to pay attention so you can do these things? It's up to you if you choose to do it. If you don't, then, you know, another little lesson you have to learn.
Yeah, that's true. I agree with you 100%. Well, Miss Sister MVP, just tell me a little more about your before you go.
Yeah, I gotta get off.
Yeah.
Oh, I've been this for a little over 45 years now.
Tell me about your Let's Talk and Pray for a little bit, because I was gonna do a commercial on that one. So go ahead and just share a little bit more about your information and.
You can call me for an appointment at 634. Well, let me back that up. 254-634-4648. You can go on Let's Talk and Pray. You can Google it. Some people have to Google it. But always call me for an appointment. Just don't think you can bop up and bounce up and say, hey, can I come and talk to you today? Because I have people calling me from all over the world. Okay. Matter of fact, I'm getting ready to get, as soon as I get through talking to you, I'm going to be doing a call in Costa Rica in just about 3 minutes. So anytime you want to reach me, just call me up. If I don't answer, please leave your name and your telephone number. Speak very slowly so I can understand what you're saying. And I don't speak Spanish, do I, Sister Myra? So I have to have an interpreter if you're speaking anything other than English. Okay. So again, it's 254-634-4648. Let's Talk and Pray. I have a conference call on Sunday. Start calling on Sunday from 7 to 8. Now, a lot of the times I'm not on there doing conference call because I'm already booked up to do other things. So you can check and see if I'm on there. If you hear me talking, you can just step in, give me your name, and let me know where you're calling from. And we have good topics. We talk about a lot of real deep things that we're not going to talk about here on the radio station for Blog Talk. But we do have a lot of talk about, you know, things like energy and what does energy do, swapping out energy, be careful what you say, how you start your day. And Sister Myra and I have a thing that we do all the time when we're talking. I think the word is, I am blessed, and so are you. Thank you so very much for having me on for 30 minutes here.
Thank you.
For the people out there, thank you again. You all have a beautiful evening. I am blessed, and so are you. Sister Myra,
thank
I will
you.
Talk to you tomorrow. I've got to go and get this other call set up, honey.
Thank you. Thank you, Sister Marilyn. Have a wonderful night.
Here. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. And thank you, Sister Marilyn, if you're listening in. If you have any questions or concerns about it, please call in at 657-383-0357. And we're going to take a little quick break here, and we're going to go on talking about why social media get into our lives. here at the Chickasha Blog Talk Radio. Mara Rivera, and my co-host just came on just a few minutes ago for those who were listening, and she did a little commercial. I was still going to do a commercial announcement, but it is, she had Sister MPP was on the line earlier, and she was mentioning about Let's Talk and Pray. And she has 45 years experience as a spiritual coach. And conference calls is on every Sunday night from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. Central Time in the United States time. And for more information, please go to www.letstalkandpray.com. And she had introduce the phone numbers and all the other information in case that you missed it. We have a recorded show coming up by tomorrow. I think it's going to be popping up tomorrow. So if you missed it, it'll be there and all the information's there. So if you have any further questions or concerns, just go to www.letstalkandpray.com. Let's Talk and Pray. You can use what God used in our community. Okay, well, we're going to go on here, people, and we're going to talk about, now this is social media. Yes, why am I talking about social media? Why it's into our lives? Let me ask you something. Look at your phones. Look at your computers. Look at your tablets. Look anywhere you have. What you got? Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. You got social media sites everywhere. Well, some people think that social media is the wrong thing to do, wrong thing to, you know, to find friends, to meet lovers, and, you know, et cetera, et cetera. But my question is this. How do you find your lover? You know, in the internet in general, many people find it in, you know, like dating sites now, like Match.com, POF, Meet Me, and, you know, all that gobbledygob, you know, dating websites. But anyways, I'm not going to go too much information about it because there's so many out there. It's just like, and I can't even list them right now, but I know, like, a couple of them specifically. And, well, what about, like, in the 90s, in the 2000s? I mean, I always remember when I found, you know, love, I always, you know, find a relationship or find friendship, whatever to call it. I always remember back in the days when Yahoo chat rooms popped up and MSN chat rooms and AOL chat rooms were assist. And I'm telling you guys, it is like the phenomenal thing ever. And it's like, okay, well, this is a cool thing ever. You could find good soulmates out there. Man, I'm telling you what. And that's not a pretty good idea at that time. Because I've been hearing the news a long time ago, like, oh, someone got killed because someone had found, you know, a stranger on the internet during an AOL chat room. And guess what? The girl's body's down in the ditch because of that. People, I'm going to tell you something. When you have actual internet in general, like any sites that you go to, just be very careful. Right now, they got this really crazy site called Omegle and Chat Roulette. And I'm going to give you a little pinpoint about this. And even though it's not on my topic here, but I'm going to give you some more advice about it if you guys are listening right now. And if you missed the show, live show, just, you know, I know it's pre-recorded and everything, but if you listen to this again, I'm going to give you an advice here. Just please, people, please be very careful for who you chatting with, because there's so many so many psycho people out there that, you know, even though that you know, they find your location and everything, and I mean, it's not a really good thing to do. But if you want to do it for fun, just be, you know, be responsible about it and be careful for what you do. Because, I mean, I really don't. I go there just to look, but I, to be honest with you, if I want to do it for fun, I'd rather, like, go to hide my disguise, you know, because I don't want to find out who I look like and stuff. So, you know, cover yourself, you know, put, like, a bandana on your face or put a mask or you know, do something, because we don't want to, you know, if you don't want to find out, if they don't want to find out who you look like, you know, just do that. You know, this would be on the safe side. But anyways, let's go on here. Well, if you have any questions or concerns about this, like the question, I find out how you find your lover and you know, all that stuff. If you think I'm right or wrong, just, you know, post a comment on there at www.facebook.com/groups/ Chica Show Blog Talk Radio, or just give me a call at 1-657-383-0357 and just join and you know, let me hear your comments or anything. I want to see them and tell me what you think. And, you know, I mean, I'd love to read your comments and stuff, because and the more comments I like to read, the more better I understand and the good advices how many people will tell me and everything, because that's how I am about it. And no matter where you're from, where you come from and everything, I mean, I do appreciate your opinions and stuff, because I'm not a hater. I just love your opinions. I love your advices. So, by all means, please just come and join and, you know, and tell me about it. Also, why social media? Okay. The reason is because one of my good friend of mine, a couple of days ago, he went to my place and he introduced me to this one video on YouTube called Social Media in Real Life. Okay. There's a group called Smosh, and I'm going to spell it out to y'all. It's Smosh. And they're on YouTube. Okay, so if you go to YouTube.com, please subscribe them. And, or if you want to go to Google search, type in Smosh, that's spelled Smosh, and the title is Social Media in Real Life. You'll see a video, a bunch of videos about it, and you'll be laughing. It's a funny thing, because basically majority of the time, the social media is true. So, please check it out. You'll laugh your butt off for that. Excuse me. I had a long day today. And please subscribe at YouTube.com. Also, we're going to take a little quick break here, because I'm just getting a little yawn in here. So... right now, I'm going to take a little quick break. We're going to continue on about social media, about internet, and how we find friendship, love, and all that stuff through there. And, continue on. This is the Chica Show on the Blog Talk Radio.
Should ever go away. Well, then close.
The music. I mean, I had the same songs as last week and the week before and the week before. It's I didn't ever have the time to get the music straightened out because I've been busy with school. And that's hard. I wish I could have like a little thing that could click out of here and like the other radio shows do, but they don't have it here, so gotta do the long way. Well, we're going to continue on here in the show. I just recently was on Facebook. Yes, I'm guilty. I'm sorry. I mean, it happens. But, you know, majority of the time, like, I had a page that is made for the show. And, you know, it's www.facebook.com/groups/ChicaShowBlogTalkRadio. And basically, I always check my own page too. And at the same time, I, you know, share things. I got my page shared into my Blog Talk Radio page. And the reason I do that because, you know, yeah, I got friends over, you know, I still got the friends I got on my page, but, you know, I just want to spread out around the world that, you know, this is just me, you know, I'm doing a career, I'm doing, you know, actually I'm working on a career as a radio DJ, and I'm working on getting my FCC license, yes, I am. And basically, I'm trying to do a radio show for in the future, and it's going to be a different one. It's not going to be like this one right now, but it's basically going to be a different type of radio show that has to deal with the news and weather and traffic. It, you know, it's like basically like a typical radio show, like AM, FM. Radio show, but anyways, I'm gonna get these people like vibrating like crazy, so I gotta put it on mute. So, Anyways, before we go on, my question is this. When you find true love back then, like in the 90s, late 90s, late 2000s, maybe around 2000, let's put 2000 because I always remember when I was in my college days, my first year of college, we used to have like chat rooms like crazy, you know. For example, like Yahoo, MSN, like I just mentioned earlier, AOL, you know. And, you know, like when we tell, like, you know, you gotta be very careful about it and everything like that, but there's many people out there, they really abuse the chat rooms and, you know, like, and a lot of things going on. You know, back then it's like, oh, we don't care. We could put, like, a lot of, you know, pornography and up another web page. Like, here's a page. You want to see me naked? You know, like, oh, my God, we don't want to do that. And it may contain a virus. So, back then, you know, it's like, we don't even know about it until, like, your computer's infected, and that's why your computer's running slow, because your dumb butt had to be popping up, you know, porn sites, and I'm like, you did it wrong. But anyways, now, like, in social media, like Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, well, Instagram's part of, like, Facebook, but you put pictures on there. But, like, I put the two priority ones, Twitter and Facebook. MySpace back then was the most popular social media, and I would say around 2004 and 5 around there, and by 2007 and 8, I think Facebook just popped up. And I mean, Facebook is a little older. I mean, it was before. I always remember a little story about Facebook. Well, like a friend of mine, she used to have Facebook when she was in college, and it used to be for college people only. And then when Facebook used to be for college people use only, it went now like, oh, well, let's go ahead and make it till everybody use it. So now billions and billions of people are using Facebook right now. And the reason is because, number one, games. You know, what type of games they got on the apps? Like Candy Crush, Panda Saga, Monster Busters, you know. I mean, games that I don't even like to play no more, you know. And number two, you know, you find good old friends from there, you know. And it's so funny, like, I found a couple of old friends from high school that I recently added on Facebook. And even though, like, my best friend has this individual, excuse me, and I just added on there. I was like, oh, my God, I know this person. And then you add it on there, they accept you, and we became friends, you know. Number three, I mean, how do I say this? I mean, number three, people put YouTube videos to Facebook to share. And I'm the guilty one on that one. I always love putting YouTube videos on there. I mean, there's some stuff that's so inappropriate that it's not even funny. But anyways, that's how it was. Number four. I mean, we got games, we got full friends, we got family. You'd be surprised. People, you'd be surprised. I have family members, I don't even know who they are. And I want to ask one of my cousins one day. And it's like, who is this individual? Oh, that's your cousin. Like, excuse me? Well, cousin from who? Oh, that's your cousin from your mama's side. Like, really? Okay, well. So, family is the most thing that ever, you know. And business. I see majority of people posting business stuff on Facebook because if you think about it, when you find people out there who want to attempt to sell something and you post an information like a flyer out there, yeah, majority of people are thinking like, this is something interesting. I'm going to try that. And yeah, and it does work. You know, social media is the best thing ever to, especially like advertisement in there. So, and like my radio show too, or any group pages out there. I mean, there's so many group pages that, that to deal with religion or domestic violence or anything that's out there, you name it, you got it. You know, I mean, it's just wow. Another thing is when you got the messenger, sometimes you communicate with them and everything. I mean, that's why social media is the best. It's a good thing, but I'm going to tell you the cons, the bad part about it. And there's a lot of drama that deal with that. People put a lot of negative feedbacks on there. There's a lot of people abusing it. There's a lot of people, I mean, there's a lot of people who put like porn sites out there that we don't want to see that. You know, for example, you know, you have Facebook friends that deal with kids there, and you're done behind had like a porn site on Facebook, let me tell you something, you be blocked. If you're on my page and you have some porn stuff, honey, you gotta go. You're gonna be blocked. Your ex, you're out of here. I'm sorry. Can't be your friend no more. And, you know, right now, with a lot of distractions going on with that, and I'm going to change the subject again because I forgot to mention the number one thing ever about social media that is very bad is that teens now these days are having problems in school because they pay so much attention to that. And to find, you know, lovers on there that are like older in their age. Because majority of the time they use it as a dating site. And there's so many fights out there, there's so many bull crap out there. I'm telling you people, I mean, if you want to have the social media, you got to keep it clean. And I know Facebook are getting strict in certain things about it. and Twitter. Because many people, you know, if you watch the news recently about the incident, so I'm not going to go into detail about it. So if you guys pay attention to the news, you understand what I'm talking about. So, well, we're going to go a quick break here, my last break for the night. And I'm going to go on. If you have any questions or concerns, just pop into my webpage at blogtalkradio.com/Chica Show. Please follow me on through there, and or go to Facebook, www.facebook.com/groups/Chica Show, Blog Talk Radio, or call in at 657-383-0357. If you have any questions, concerns, just send me that information. I will try to reply you back as possible, and I love to read your comments and just please send me some positive comments. Don't give me some negative vibes, because I hate negative people. So we're going to go on a little break right now. So you're listening to The Chica Show at Blog Talk Radio.
I really wanna.
And we're back. Welcome to the Chica Show, Love Talk Radio. Your host, Mara Rivera, and we're still going to continue on about talking about social media, how it's affecting your life. Oh, my goodness gracious. Also made something in my mind when we were on break. You know, when people are on Facebook, they're talking about organizations out there. And I'm basically right now seeing a lot of things going on, how people doing things in life. Okay, I'm cooking, I'm sewing, I did this, I went to the club, I'm going through... Oh, let's just say a lot of things going on. Period. I don't want to go into much detail, but yeah. Like I said earlier during the show with my sister, with my co-host sister, MVP, she was on earlier about, I know we went off the topic about it, but, you know, we were talking about cheaters in general, but basically when I went on Facebook, in the social media, I've been seeing a lot of videos out there. They're posting on there like, oh, my girlfriend cheated on me. And, you know, like, they come into this. I saw this one video. It was just crazy. This dude came in his apartment. Guy's key. Guy's key working. Just guy's own key. Came in, found his girlfriend messing around with this dude. And tell him on the video, you know, about if he wants a divorce. And I guess she went crazy and grabbed the key out and just left the house, the apartment. So, yes, people, I guess Facebook is just shows you some things, too, about cheaters and all that stuff in general. So, I mean, it's a good tool. Maybe it's a bad tool. Who knows? Got any questions or comments about that, please feel free. Post it on my page and tell me about it. You know, tell me what you think about it. I mean, I do appreciate for all the help and needed and everything. I'm telling you, making money by having a business, you know, putting everything on Facebook. Yeah, it is a good thing. I've been trying that before, and sometimes it does work. And, oh, I also forgot to tell you guys. I had a good friend of mine. I don't know. I haven't seen her before, but she lived up in OKC. And she made a page called Free Pets and Rehoming. It's actually a Facebook business page. If you come join, it's for animals, their pets, you know, like dogs, cats, and any other animals. That needs, you know, a new home. So basically, I have some people, you know, posting a lot of things about animals needing a home, and they found their pets and all that stuff. So every time I look at it, it just gives me the big awe, you know. Very cute. Oh, if you are considered need an animal in the Oklahoma City area, I had a friend, he needs, it's a 5-year-old white male cat. If you have like a big home, like a ranch or something, please feel free to contact me. Just give me your information. I will pass it on to this lady. Fortunately, it's a white male. got no health problems. Okay, I'm going to read this. It says, beautiful, unneutered adult male. Needs ranch or farm home. He's almost 5 years old. No health issues needed to be updated his vaccinations. He used to be an indoor and outdoor kappa. Fortunately, I live, she lived in the city in a small apartment because, cats like that, they like to be in the open, wide spaces and stuff. And to be in the streets is pretty bad, so. And with toys and food and bed, et cetera, and more information, I'm not going to mention the name to her, to her and the phone number. I'm not going to mention it yet because I don't got no permission to say it, on the radio, but basically, if you have any further information, just please let me know. Go to my webpage at Chica, facebook.com/groups/ Chica Show Blog Talk Radio, and send me a little comment or send me a message on there. And tell me if you're interested. Just put hashtag interested white male cat, and I will give me your email or whatever, and by all means, just then I will talk to her and talk to the owner, and we'll go exchange things around. So I will try to help her out, but, I don't want to give her, give out her information, her name or anything like that. So I'm going to name her anonymous. So if you're please interested, it's the Oklahoma City area, and just let me know about it if you're interested in a cat. So I do not know if the cat left or not, but if he's still there, I'll let you know if he's still there or not, and then everything, But this webpage I just found, it is like, I just got it here. I don't know why, but, kind of like the ambassador or some stuff like that, but I don't mind helping out and everything. I mean, this is not like, no big deal about it. I mean, I love it, And I'm still gonna, have, helping out a lot of animals out there that need homes and stuff. So if you have anything concerned about it, just let me know. I'll post on this page and, the animal needs a home and everything. See, that's a good thing about social media now these days, If you find, a lost animal, back then it was very difficult, but now it's like, you took a picture in your phone and just posted on Facebook and you're like, I found this animal, it's at this location, and give me a call, and blah, 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 That's how life is. Anyways, we have 14 minutes remaining. Now we're going to be talking about another thing. What's trending now? Okay, let me go look here. Oh, I just found out the jail cell. I just recently found out the program Jail, I think it's on A&E, is coming to Central Texas area. And I think they already came already, and I think they did a video right now. And the show will be on somewhere around June and July. So it's at Spike TV, and the program is called Jail. And it's going to be around the Central Texas area. And they call it the Bell County Jail. It's in Central Texas area. And it's a very good, interesting program. If you guys are interested to see it, mark your calendars. Pay attention to the commercials or anything whatsoever. You'll see the inside of the Bell County Jail. That's what I recently saw on the news. Anyways, Super Bowl is tomorrow. Super Bowl is tomorrow. So, my question is this, you guys. People out there around the world, I know, even on live air. Who do you think is going to win? Broncos or Panthers? Don't ask me. Yeah, I really don't know. They're both good. They're both good. I can't help it. I love both of them. I think the Panthers might win this, but I don't want to do no gambling because gambling is the biggest no-no in life because you never know about it. If you ever gamble on a Super Bowl game, you are in deep trouble. So, yeah. Okay. Another trending here. I just found out from Facebook. Yeah, guilty me. It stated that 20 more days till Fuller House is going to be on Netflix. I just recently seen Full House. A long time ago, they used to be my favorite program. My goodness. And it used to be... Oh, sorry. It's a good... Excuse me. Oh, excuse my French. Excuse me. I just recently saw Full House. Full House used to be my favorite program. A long time ago. And I don't know, by the time they start growing up, you know, it's just been canceled for a long time, and now 20 years later, it's just different. So, basically, they're all grown up, you know, the three girls and all this stuff, and move on their lives, and I don't know, just, I don't know what to say about it. I mean, if I would have had my Netflix back, yeah, I might see it. Number one, I might see it, but number two, I just don't. I don't know. It's just not me. I don't really don't like to watch too much television. So, another thing here is, nothing going on. Got 9 minutes remaining here. Any questions so far? Just. You call, so you know, sleepy too. Jesus, I'm a day today. Oh, I went into my show for schoolwork, and basically I've been doing pretty good so far. So I guess my career as a radio host. DJ, whatever they call it, I'm going to be doing better, but this is different. This is different compared to the others, you know, I've been going through, so. Don't put me wrong about it, so. Also, next Sunday is Valentine's Day. And next week, we're probably going to be talking about love since next Saturday is Valentine's Day. I guess we're going to talk about something a little bit awkward about relationships now these days. And we talked about cheaters last, you know, today for the first half of the show. But maybe I could talk about a little more about that next week. I mean, since Valentine's is coming up Sunday, I'm thinking about talking about something to do with love. Maybe it could be a bad day, maybe it could be a good day, maybe it could be something creepy, maybe it could be something odd. You know, people do odd things on Valentine's Day. Maybe people do, I don't know, maybe white people maybe white people spend more money and stuff on Valentine's Day than Christmas or I don't know. Maybe, I don't want to think about that. I'll post it on there, but if I'm not that busy, but, because I know, like, I think next Saturday, which today's the 6th, next Saturday, they have to stay at this bar called the Bit Bar in Killeen, Texas. If everybody heard about it, for those who are listening, in the, you know, for those who live in the Central Texas area, there's a Bit Bar here in Killeen. And basically, next week, they have, like, a speed dating thing. So, I don't know. It's kind of a little awkward when you do a speed dating. It's like, whoa, this is not cool. So, well, I'm going to be honest with you. Speed dating is not my thing here. So, it's going to be like, hi and bye, next person. Hi and bye, next person. Hi and bye. But we'll go on to that next week if I can. But if I'm not going to be there, I'll just let you guys know about it. So, and I'll let you know on the 20th of February. So, this is now it's time for the end right now. Once again, I'd like to thank Sister MVP for joining in earlier. And, talking about the cheaters and stuff, and thank you for listening in on podcasts. I mean, very little people listening in to my show, which it's okay. I mean, I'm doing the best I can. It's not like a big deal about it. It's not the end of the world. So, thanks again for the support. Joining in my Facebook page. And please go into my Blog Talk Radio and follow me in www.blogtalkradio.com/Chica Show. Please follow me into that. And if you have any questions or concerns, please email me at merivera25@gmail.com. Or, go to my Facebook page. Again, it's www.facebook.com/groups/Chica Show, Blog Talk Radio. Once again, thank you for listening to my show. I'm your host, Maya Rivera, and you guys have a wonderful, blessed night. And we're going to be end it with a nice, beautiful tune for the night. Good night.
Everywhere I